It's time for our Mondays with the Mayor on this Monday, the 21st of November, and we're talking again with Wadena Mayor George Dice. Hey, George, great to have you back.
Thanks, CJ. Winter came with a vengeance when I was gone here for missed a couple weeks, and winter came in the door.
I know, exactly. There's like a foot of snow on the ground now. Yeah, like we're starting to talk about Christmas, and we're still like a week out from Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's like we got to stuff the bird first here. So.
I know, right? Everybody gets to talking about about Christmas and Thanksgiving and hanging up your decorations. I think the people of Wadena want to know, George, what's your opinion? When is the right time to hang up the Christmas decorations?
Well, I'm going to start dragging the boxes out. But if it's nice this week, I may put up a few, but I can't turn them on before after Thanksgiving. It just seems wrong.
I know. I'm that exact same way. Whereas my wife, she just wants to, as soon as like Halloween's done, she's like ready to start putting those Thanksgiving or putting those Christmas decorations up.
Yep. So.
George, there's been a lot that's happened since we last talked. There was an election that happened. A few weeks ago now. Feels like it was just last week.
Yeah.
But some time has passed, and I guess if you can, just talk a little bit about some of those results.
Well, first thing I'm going to touch on is, of course, the sales tax did not pass. Extremely disappointed. I think it would have been good for the city, a way for out non-citizens to help fund the library. I'm not going to dwell on it. It didn't pass, so we just move forward. As far as the impact the election had on the city of Wadena, we sat in two different counties, Otter Tail and Wadena, and with this election, due to either retirements or redistricting, we have four new people representing this city down in St. Paul. On the Wadena County side, Mike Wiener is the representative, Paul Lutke is the senator, and on the Otter Tail side, Tom Murphy is a representative, and Jordan Rasmussen is a senator. So we got some new people to work with. We had an outstanding group the last few years. Of course, we had Senator Paul Gazelka, very powerful man in the Senate, retired. Representative Tom Poston, very powerful man in the House, he retired. On the other side, Otter Tail County, Bill Engelbretson served many years as a sheriff in Douglas County, served us well as a senator. He retired. And then Representative Mary Franson, who is still in office, but because of redistricting, she's moved in. Her district has changed. So for getting help from the legislature, it's going to take a little more work. We don't have that close personal relationship that we had with the other ones. So that will take time. The state of Minnesota itself is blue all the way through. I actually was just down to Alexandria for 2 days for a coalition of greater Minnesota cities workshop. And one of our discussion items was election 2022, how will the results impact greater Minnesota? You know, we don't think on those terms as much as we should, but it will affect us. One of the things that concerns me is local government aid, how supportive the new legislature will be for, it's not going to go away, but the increases may not be there that we have seen in the years past. How taxing is going to affect the state. One of the guys that spoke to us at the seminar down there or at the workshop said that he's pretty sure that the surplus will get spent and more. So they've got some big ideas how they're going to spend all the money, and a lot of it's probably not going to come north or south or east or west. It's going to probably help out the metro and the bigger areas more than greater Minnesota. And then we had our first speaker for our lunch was Public Safety Commissioner John Harrington, a very interesting man to listen to. And he talked about the problem of hiring and retaining police officers. an issue for cities all across Minnesota, but especially down in the metro. We had a speaker from the USDA talking about some programs that are available. These are programs that are, a lot of them are targeted for cities that are under 20,000. So I brought back some ideas on that. And then our afternoon panel was kind of interesting because it was media and the legislature. So we had a person from NPR, Fox 9, the Minnesota Post, and Axios. And they talked about what happened with the election. And it was pretty frank. A lot of them were surprised with the results. They said there was a group of so-called political analysts, 9 of them, that had made their predictions, and 8 of them were 100% wrong.
Oh.
And so it was interesting. And we looked at the voting power that the metro area has. It's hard to outvote when there's over 50%. it is really hard. If you in a state election, if you carry the metro counties and a couple of the other big outstate counties, you're going to win in Minnesota. So where do we go from there? We try to work with them and try to do the best we can. When Governor Walz first went in there, he went in with the premise of the Wadena or the Minnesota One, working together all. This will be a true test of that, if he's a man of his word, or if we just kind of get left by the side. So.
And you mentioned that trying to work and form those relationships with people who go down to St. Paul and are in charge of distributing that money. How exactly does that networking, does that relationship building look like for you as the mayor of Wadena? What are some examples you can give to people listening of what you do to build those relationships?
Well, it'll start with emails going out probably in December congratulating, like I said, they're all 4 new for us, congratulating them on their win, inviting them to the town. A couple of these guys have been to Wadena when they were campaigning. Try to make contacts that way. There's a legislative day that this coalition of Greater Minnesota Cities puts on down in at the Capitol, and you go down there. It's a morning seminar, and then you set up times where you can meet with your congressman or with your senator, and just, I don't know, a phone call here or there. Just reach out to them. And I'm hoping it's reciprocal. I'm hoping that, hey, I'm your newly elected senator. What are some of your concerns? You know, I'm your newly elected representative. What can I do to help you? So we'll go from there.
And, you know, you mentioned that with all 4 being new versus having some before that you'd worked with in the past, having to go all 4 from scratch and kind of start that, is it a little daunting, or is it kind of, you know, you got to do it one bit at a time?
Well, both. It's daunting, but it's a process that's got to be done, and it's got to be done one step at a time. Make the contacts, and hopefully they'll be receptive. They know they represent us. Hopefully they won't get lost in the shuffle down in the cities.
All right. Any other election recap topics you want to talk about, George?
Not really, no.
All right. So this is Mondays with the Mayor. It's a segment we do on KWAD every other Monday. We're talking with Wadena Mayor George Dice. And we've talked about some things, including the election. And we also have some things to talk about as we get into kind of snow season. You mentioned it, the snowfall the last couple of weeks. And gets everybody's favorite topic, George, parking. You got a little bit to talk about with that?
Well, yeah. So the new parking ordinance will go into effect. I believe it's being published in this week's paper, so it would go into effect probably Thanksgiving or right after. People have probably already noticed courtesy tickets on their vehicles. So what our city police are doing is they're issuing these yellow tickets just to kind of get people in the know of what's going on. There'll be radio ads coming out, newspaper ads. It's on Facebook. There's a lot of misunderstanding on how it works. It's not a 24-hour type parking. It's from midnight to 7. And so you got to, my philosophy, or the way you remember this, you have to look forward. So if you come home and it's November 15th and you're going to park your car on the November 16th side, because at midnight it becomes the 16th. So even odd. So if the next day is odd, park on the odd side. If the next day is even, park on the even side. And it runs from midnight to 7. And then I've had people, well, I come home during the day and I just want to stop quick, or I got to pick up my kids. The ban is not during those hours. The ban on even or odd falls from midnight to 7 a.m. Hopefully it's simple to remember. And there'll be flyers coming out in their utility bill stuffers with explanations on it too.
All right. And Mayor Dice, just talk a little bit about how long has this ordinance been in effect? I know you mentioned it's going in, but is this something that's happened every year, or is this kind of a new thing the city is doing this year?
Well, it's a change of our existing ordinance, and our existing ordinance was difficult to enforce. Part of the reason is it was 24 hours. You had to have your car moved. If you didn't have it moved, you could be ticketed or towed. Well, by then the car is plowed in. We don't have enough tow trucks in town to get them all towed out of the snow. So we were looking at a way to go. And we're not alone in this. In fact, the ordinance that we adopted is pretty similar to what Staples, Minnesota has. But we researched a lot of towns. There are a lot of towns, smaller towns even, that are going to some kind of a parking ordinance just because snow has become such an issue. And it's a safety factor. If you can't get the snow moved, there could be accidents. Fire trucks can't get through, ambulances. There's a lot of stuff that went into decisions on this. We had a committee. They came back with an original wanting to go with 100% no on-street parking. There was a lot of outcry from the citizens. They went back, put their heads together, and this is what they came up with. I think it's a fair policy. It's not a difficult policy to follow. Is it going to be inconvenient? Once in a while, probably yes. But so is trying to weave through your street when there's a single lane of traffic plowed because there's snowbanks on the sides.
Sure. And you mentioned it just a little bit there, but what do you say to people who, you know, this new ordinance is in effect, maybe they're a little bit skeptical on it? Just what's your message to them?
Bear with the city. We're not doing this to benefit the city itself. We're doing it to benefit the city and its citizens. To go along with this, there's a new ordinance now in place also that non-motorized vehicles can't be parked on the street. So trailers, fish houses, boats, stuff like that can't be on the streets. And you see a lot of that where they don't get moved, you know, until somebody's going to go somewhere with them. And that caused a lot of congestion on the street also. But, yeah, bear with the city. We will get through this. We're not looking to make money on tickets and towing vehicles, because we don't. It's a misconception. If somebody doesn't pay their parking ticket, then a bench ticket is sent to them. And once the bench ticket is sent, it goes to the court system, and the city gets basically zero for it. And it costs the person a lot more then. And the towing, all we recover is towing charge. We don't make anything on the toll. And if they don't pay the toll, then the car sets.
Sure. And you mentioned the ordinance with the non-vehicles, with the trailers and all that kind of stuff. So when you say on streets, is there any specific streets in the city? Is that all streets, residential, commercial? Kind of what does that fall under?
That falls under all streets. So now if somebody pulls up and has a trailer hooked to their vehicle, goes in, does something, you're not going to get ticketed because that trailer's sitting there. If you come uptown and you have your trailer hooked on, you're not going to get a ticket there. The big thing is don't leave them parked on the streets.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about with the parking, with some of this new ordinances? Anything else you want to let everybody listening know?
Nope. Just like I said, pay attention to them. Watch for the flyers. If you have a question, call the city office, but it's pretty self-explanatory. So
we're talking with Wadena Mayor George Dice as part of our Mondays with the Mayor segment on KWAD. George, is there anything else? We've talked about election results. We've talked about parking. Is there anything else you want to talk about this morning that we didn't get a chance to cover?
No, I don't think so. I just want to, you know, wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Remember, if you don't have a place to go, the community dinner is going again this year. It's been advertised around and stuff. If you're going to go, contact them so they know. If you can help volunteer, call them and see if they need help. If you're traveling to relatives or relatives are traveling, everyone travel safely.
And where's that community dinner at for people who maybe hear it for the first time?
Okay, it's at St. Anne's Catholic Church here in Wadena. There's a posting on Facebook. I think I can pull it up here. I don't know. I believe the hours, let's see. Nope, that's not it. I can't pull it up.
I think it might have some information on here. The one Thursday at St. Anne's, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at St. Anne's Parish Thanksgiving dinner with smoked turkey by the barbecue smokehouse, turkey gravy, mashed potatoes, cranberries, vegetables, dinner roll, and pumpkin bar. So yeah, a lot of good stuff and a great thing that the community in Wadena here is doing as well.
Yes, and that's one thing with the holidays. This community is always a warm and welcoming community, and if a person is in need, there's somebody there that's going to help you meet the need. So
we're talking with Wadena Mayor George Dice as part of our Mondays with the Mayor segment. George, great to have you back up in studio and talking with us again. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we look forward to talking with you a lot more as we get closer to the end of the year.
All right. Thank you, CJ, and you too have a happy Thanksgiving.
This is our Mondays with the Mayor on KWAD.